A new service allows Fairbanks North Star Borough residents to share information that emergency responders can access. Fairbanks is the first community in Alaska to subscribe to Smart 911, a national service that enables dispatchers to access caller-submitted profiles. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Participation in Smart 911 is totally voluntary. That's something Fairbanks Dispatch Center Manager Stephanie Johnson makes very clear, recognizing the Big Brother phobia. Johnson says if you opt in, you also choose what to provide in your profile.
They can associate multiple telephone numbers with that Smart 911 profile. They can associate the people living in a residence, pictures of your household, pets. They can share any information that emergency responders would need to know. My driveway is a mile and a half long, and you got to walk the last three quarters of a mile in, you know, whatever kind of information that's pertinent to a responder. And this will allow the dispatchers to provide that to our first responders, whether it's law enforcement, fire, or medical.
Johnson says profiles are strictly protected by Smart 911, a Massachusetts-based company, and they only become temporarily viewable by a local dispatcher when you call for help. With an increasing amount of 911 calls coming from cell phones, Johnson says profiles can help determine the location of a caller, as well as provide health information that can aid in serving a person in distress.
So if you have a history of asthma and you call and you're not able to speak in full sentences, they're going to be able to see your 911 profile that you have asthma, if that's what you chose to share.
Dispatch centers and other communities that subscribe to Smart 911 are also able to access your profile if you call for help while outside Fairbanks. Borough Emergency Operations Director David Gibbs says Fairbanks is the only community in Alaska currently subscribed, but the service is also available in areas of the lower 48.
It's becoming more and more common. I mean, there have been large-scale deployments of Smart 911 in certain states and local governments, particularly around the Illinois, Chicago, greater Chicago area, and then down in the southeast.
The Smart 911 subscription costs the borough $19,000 a year. Gibbs says there's no associated cost savings, and it's intended solely to provide better emergency response.
We could make the argument if you save one life, it's paid for itself.
Gibbs says the borough is reaching out to local groups and agencies that serve people with disabilities and special needs to encourage their clients to participate. Anyone who lives in the North Star Borough can create a Smart 911 profile online. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.